Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We've been looking at events in the life of David, how that men were drawn to him, the misfits of society, if you will, and drew a comparison that that's what God is doing with his people today, those that don't fit in, those that are in debt, those that have problems. And bottom line, they were transformed by the mighty men of David, by their connection and contact with him. They were transformed into mighty men of valor. And that's true today as we align ourselves with the captain of the hosts, the lion of the tribe of Judah. We become like him. And I believe prayers like those found in the Psalms will be used more and more often and with greater results and effectiveness against the workers of darkness, against witchcraft, against seducing Jezebel spirits, so that those who do evil may be judged and caused to fear God. An incident of this type is recorded in the book of Acts. It's an account of Paul's confrontation with Elymas, the sorcerer, and I'm going to read a select verses in that chapter. The church was at Antioch, and they were praying and fasting, and the Lord spoke to them to separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands upon them and sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. Then they sailed to Cyprus, and when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues. And when they had gone, verse 6, through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, listen, who was a prudent man. And he called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, he withstood them, the messengers of God, Paul, Silas, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith, to undermine that interest, that desire, wanting to hear. Then Saul, who's also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes upon him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord, the true Lord, is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. Notice that wasn't permanent, but it'll give him time to think. Just like, remember Saul, when he was blinded on the road to Damascus, who became Paul, he was 3 days thinking about his experience because he had been persecuting the Christians so violently and viciously. Anyway, going back to verse 11, and this is the sorcerer, and immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, you see, that was the purpose of Satan sending him. When he saw what was done, he believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Praise God. And so what this sorcerer was trying to do, he's trying to turn Paulus, Sergius Paulus, away from the faith. Let's look at a beautiful psalm, and that's Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance What? In church? That's what it says. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. I've always loved this psalm. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Isn't that all beautiful and wonderful and exciting? But hear the conclusion of the psalm. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. This is talking spiritual warfare. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. They weren't a physical army. This is what God's spiritual people will do. And it concludes by saying, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Think about that, saints. Is that tremendous? We've been given an honor. We've been given a privilege to partner with the Lord, to do the works that he commanded his disciples to do when he sent them out. It hasn't changed. That not only preaching the word of God, but in demonstration and in the power of God. That's what we are called to do, the power of God, the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. This is what will turn people's hearts to God. The Word of God is the two-edged sword of the Spirit. Let me turn to Hebrews 4:15. It says, the Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, let's also take a look at what Ephesians says in the 6th chapter. I'll start at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his power, the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are in warfare, beloved, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, because of all this, because how the enemy is just working havoc among the nations of the world, in the lives of individuals, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. You're going to need this, the whole armor of God, having done all to stand. And then he goes on listing what your loins girt about with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, whereby you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Have you forgotten some of your armor lately? And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's how we do warfare, quoting the Word of God. Just as Jesus did after his 40-day fast in the wilderness, he quoted the Word of God to the devil. And so, with this two-edged sword, the spiritual army, the warriors that God is raising up, will obtain glorious victories over the powers of darkness. Those that attack your life, the lives of your loved ones, your family, your coworkers, wherever your metron of influence and authority is, the very praises in our mouths and the sword of the Spirit in our hand will strike terror into the heart of Satan. For such an hour of the church has come. Remember Esther coming to the throne for a time such as this? Beloved, in the midst of darkness, as well as the gross sins of the people, of the multitudes, those that are in the valley of decision, God is going to bring out a mighty harvest. And you might ask, well, how can all this be done? Everything looks so bleak. You listen to the news, and it's depressing. I'm sorry, it is. And how do we obtain this victory? Beloved, he the Lord isn't talking about your physical ability. He's talking to you about your God that rides on the circles of the earth. This is the victorious one speaking. And he's going to show a move of God, that end time revival that is greater than politics, whoever's in government, greater than the ballot box. He's talking to you, beloved, to each one of us, in a very personable and gentle way about what can we do. He's provided everything we need. If we're connected with Jesus, just as David's mighty men were connected with him, they were transformed from the misfits they were. If he's talking to us about a new move of God, he wants to send the fire of the Holy Ghost upon us like he did his disciples on the day of Pentecost. He wants to fuel the fire that ignites a fire of righteousness, a fire of the Holy Spirit. He sent a fire on that day of Pentecost. Why did he do it? Why is he doing it today? Why is he going to set the world on fire by sending another fire that's going to usher in the greatest revival we've ever seen? Why is he doing that? Because God is a God of mercy. He's a God of the second chance. He's the God who wants to redeem the sinner, the misfits, and bring them into his kingdom. Praise God. So, beloved, my time has just flown by, and I hope you can sense the heart of God as he's speaking his word to you. I've shared a lot of scripture on these broadcasts, but there's nothing more powerful than the word of God, much more powerful than anything I could say. So, nonetheless, as this broadcast draws to a close, I invite you to write, share your prayer request, because, beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. I know there's times I've prayed about situations or difficulty I was having in my personal life, and sometimes it takes the power of agreement, praying with a partner, someone whom God would bring to you, that you can pray and see the work of the enemy broken. It's a powerful bond wherever two or three, right, agree as touching anything on earth. Okay, the announcer is going to give our contact information. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I could respond personally, but I promise I will always confirm receipt and pray. I love you. Pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,